WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to The Calm Within. I'm so glad you're joining me today. Ever feel like your attention span is shorter than a goldfish's memory? Like every notification, every email, every TikTok dance video is vying for your brain power. You know that feeling when you start tackling a project with fire in your belly, but then BAM. You're scrolling through Instagram and suddenly, your entire afternoon has evaporated. Trust me, I've been there, done that, bought the t-shirt and probably misplaced it somewhere. But today, we're diving into something powerful. Staying laser-focused on those goals and aspirations that really matter to us. Think of it like training a muscle. The more you practice focusing, the stronger it gets. And guess what? It doesn't just apply to work or achieving your dream career. This can be about anything from finally mastering that new recipe to spending quality time with loved ones without feeling distracted by your phone. Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you conquer distraction and unlock that inner focus. First up, clarity is king. Before you set out on your epic quest for focus, take a moment to really define what you want to achieve. Is it landing that promotion? Writing that novel? Learning a new language? Getting crystal clear about your goals makes it easier to say yes to the things that move you closer and no to everything else. Think of it like having a GPS for your life without a destination in mind. You're just driving around aimlessly. Next, identify your distractions. We all have them: social media, email notifications, even that tempting pile of laundry begging to be folded. Once you know your enemies, those pesky distractions, you can start devising strategies to combat them. Maybe it's turning off phone notifications during work hours or designating specific times for checking emails. Speaking of time management, structure is your superpower. Ever notice how much more productive you are when you have a schedule? It's because structure creates boundaries and helps you allocate your time wisely. Schedule blocks specifically for working on your goals. Treat them like important appointments you wouldn't miss. Now, let's talk about mindfulness. It's all about bringing your full attention to the present moment instead of getting lost in thoughts of the past or worries about the future. When you practice mindfulness, even for a few minutes each day, it strengthens your ability to focus and resist distractions. There are tons of apps and guided meditations that can help with this. I personally love Headspace. Lastly, celebrate your wins. No matter how big or small, acknowledging your progress keeps you motivated and reinforces positive habits. Give yourself a pat on the back when you complete a task, stick to your schedule, or resist a tempting distraction. You deserve it. Think about that time you finally finished a project you've been putting off. Remember that feeling of accomplishment? That was focus in action. You tackled distractions head on and came out stronger on the other side. It's like when you conquer a challenging workout. Yeah, it's tough, but that feeling of accomplishment afterwards is totally worth it. So let's say you're trying to write that book you've always dreamed of. You know you have a great story inside you, but every time you sit down to write, your mind wanders. Maybe you find yourself scrolling through social media, or checking email, or even daydreaming about that vacation you're planning. Sound familiar? Here's the thing. It's totally normal. Our brains are wired for distraction. But with a little bit of effort and intention, you can train your focus like a muscle. Start by setting aside dedicated writing time, maybe an hour or two each morning before you check emails or social media. Turn off notifications on your phone, find a quiet space where you won't be interrupted, and just start writing. Don't worry about perfection, just get the words down on paper. Remember, staying focused isn't about being superhuman, it's about making conscious choices that support your goals. It's about creating habits and routines that help you prioritize what truly matters. You got this. Before we wrap up, take a moment to reflect. What's one small step you can take today to improve your focus? Maybe it's silencing notifications during work hours, scheduling specific time for creative pursuits, or simply taking a few minutes each day to practice mindfulness. Share your thoughts with me on social media. I'd love to hear how you're making focus a priority in your life. And remember, keep that inner calm within and crush those goals. Until next time, stay focused and fabulous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.